Dear brothers and sisters, in Genesis chapters 12 through 22, we find God called Abraham, refined him, and commanded him to offer his son as a burnt offering. Seeing this obedience, God established him as the father of faith. In the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, we find that God intervened in Moses' life from his birth, refined him, and led the Israelites into Canaan. Likewise, in this end time when sins and evil thrive and faith can hardly be found among people, God directly called senior pastor Dr. Jerok Lee and commanded him to set up Mammon Church to wonderfully complete the human cultivation. If you've read senior pastor's testimony or memoir, Tasting Eternal Life Before Death, which is given to all newly registered members as a present, you can't help but agree with me. But I'd like to testify again on this altar as the son of senior pastor's older sister who led him to meet God. I was born in Changsung, Jeolla Province on December 14th, 1954. As you heard from sermons, senior pastor used to carry me around on his back, and I used to pee on his back. I don't even remember that moment, but senior pastor vividly remembers that. I think you remember senior pastor saying this. So, as I was an infant, senior pastor sometimes babysat me. After I graduated from middle school, I moved up to Seoul, while senior pastor moved from place to place, as far as I remember, over 30 times. I stayed close to him, watching him closely by his side. I can assure you, I know him more than anyone else, and I'm a witness to the history of Mammon. I prepared this message to strongly remind you of the proud name Mammon, which was given directly by God, and help you engrave deep in your heart how it all began. Senior pastor was born as the youngest child of six siblings, as you know. And Mrs. Bongnim Lee? I'm sorry? Yes, she's the youngest of nine siblings. While senior pastor was serving in the military, his close relative introduced him to her, and they began to write to each other. As senior pastor saw her eyes big and clear as a lake, he fell in love with her at first sight. They ardently loved each other. After being discharged from the military, he got married in January 1968. Soon after they got married, one Sunday in March, they had a housewarming party. Because senior pastor was a journalist back at the time, he invited his co-workers home in the morning, his friends in Seoul in the afternoon, and his hometown friends at night. As he continually drank all through the day, he got a disease which led to many other complications. Because of this, he spent 7 years in torment, not able to support his two little daughters. He had to send his second daughter to his parents and his first daughter to his brother. Literally, they were almost abandoned. At the time, a senior pastor had two daughters. Pastor Sujin Lee, she was born after senior pastor accepted the Lord. As even his brothers turned their face away from him, he only lived because he couldn't die. One day, his older sister visited him who lived in a house located on a poor mountainous village and made a request. She asked him to take her to a revival meeting held at a specific church. At first, senior pastor turned it down, saying that he couldn't even walk properly. Because my mother continually begged him, he couldn't help but grant it. Her request was to take her to a revival meeting at Hyunsinhae Church, which was famous for divine healing works in those days. Even though he was sick, he decided to take her to the church with a cane in his one hand and with his other hand held by his sister, my mother. Entering the church crowded with people, he was overwhelmed. As soon as he knelt down, he began to break out in sweat and felt his face burning. He thought that this was happening because she was too shy. So he just wanted to leave that place quickly. As he slightly opened his eyes and looked around, he saw everyone there crying out loudly and found even his own sister shaking back and forth with raised arms. Seeing such a scene for the first time in his life, he was confused. He considered them to be out of their mind. Later on, however, he found that God burned away all his diseases by the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. On April 17, 1974, God reached out to our beloved senior pastor as with the Apostle Paul on the way to Damascus. Thereafter, with gratitude for God's grace and love, he began to attend a church and lead an earnest life of faith. He's been teaching us to be holy. Since he was a novice believer, as he read the Bible, he wrote down do's and don'ts and throw away and keep commands in his notebook. He made a list of them and prayed for them. As he accomplished them, he crossed them out one by one with a pen. As he did so, he received clear guidance of the Holy Spirit. One day in May 1978, he heard God's voice, majestic and sonorous like thunder. He said, "My servant whom I have chosen since before time began, I refined you 3 years, and now equip yourself with the word for 3 more years. I will use you, you will cross the mountains, rivers, and seas to preach the gospel, and I will be with you, and you will become my servant to show to all nations by signs and wonders that I am the living God. I have chosen you since the before time began, and since you are in the womb of your mother, I kept you with my blazing eyes and guided you myself until this moment. Your wife can take care of your shop, and now you begin the way to becoming my servant. You will earn more than when both of you were working together. The money in your money box will never run out, and your rice pot will never be empty, but will always overflow. You will be helping the needy. It is God who lowered to the lowest place. It is also God who's guided you until now, and He will guide you from now on, too. You will be able to understand why I put you in the lowest place. With my power, I will lift you up to the highest position. You loved me first and loved me more than your parents, your children, and even your wife. You loved me only." Everyone, as I look back, there are senior pastor's 3 daughters sitting right there. Senior pastor doesn't even remember when they entered school, when they graduate from school. It's not that he doesn't care, he doesn't care about them. Senior pastor loved them, used to love them so much, but senior pastor put God's work first. And senior pastor had firm faith in God. So senior pastor thought, believed, even though he didn't care for them physically, Father God will take care of them and take responsibility for them, seeing my deeds. That's how he could do so.
장사님께서는 1979년 37세 만학도 늦깎이 신학생이
Finally, he entered a seminary at age 37, rented a small room located nearby, and devoted himself to fasting and prayer. Meanwhile, in 1981, he harbored a plan to found his own church and entered a 40-day fasting. At the time, God gave him the vision for the world mission. God said to him, Out in the world are many souls tormented with diseases and poverty like you were before. Make your church. Help the needy. Heal people both spiritually and physically. Spread the gospel, the good news to the ends of the earth and accomplish the world mission. And arise and shine. I've chosen you and will lead you from the beginning to end in my providence.
이렇게 하라는 꿈을 주셨습니다. 그때 세계 선교의 꿈을 이루려면은
To fulfill the vision of the world mission, he prayed with a fervent desire to receive power manifested by the fathers of faith and our Lord. Along with authority of the word and power, he also asked for Solomon's wisdom and the 12 gifts of the Holy Spirit. From the sixth day of his fasting until the 40th day, God didn't hold on to him. So later I will explain what kind of suffering it must have been. Although the suffering I went through in my 40-day fasting was much weaker in intensity, I also experienced various kinds of pain. Going through pain that no ordinary man could ever imagine or understand. I was in a life or death situation many times. From the 28th day of his fasting, he was literally all skin and bones. From the 30th day, with his intestines dried and stuck together, he couldn't even digest water. Once he drank water, he vomited water mixed with dark blood. As the blood vessels burst and their blood came out, and its blood came out along with water, an hour seemed to be as long as a month and a day as long as a year. No one could ever describe the mental suffering and pain he must have gone through. Dear brothers and sisters, here we can find the reason why we have to engrave the proud name Man Min deep in our hearts. Why didn't our senior pastor choose a comfortable path? Being concerned every second and every minute about the souls tormented by poverty and hunger and going down the path to destruction, he wanted to bring down power from the Father and save them. This has been the reason and purpose of his life. Right after he finished the 40-day fasting, someone who used to serve in the military as a nursing officer checked his condition and recommended him to be hospitalized for a few months and get some medical treatment. Or else, she said that he would be in great trouble medically. But just in 15 days after he started eating recovery meals, his conditions got even better than it was before the fasting. At the time, he also gave me a call to inform me that he began to pray for the foundation of his church. So I attended a prayer meeting. About a dozen people gathered at the late Yeja-an's house, senior pastor at her living room, about a dozen people gathered, As senior pastor presented prayer titles, we cried out together in fervent prayer. Towards the end of the prayer meeting, a sister began to speak fast in a loud and sonorous voice. She spoke so fast, saying, "I'm so delighted with you gathered here to pray with my servant. I love you." When he founds his church, at the appropriate time, I shall bless those who are with him. She spoke nonstop, and she turned to senior pastor and said, "My servant, who I chose before time began, since you met me, you've prayed whenever you found time. I've heard all your prayers since you've offered. I shall grant all the requests you've made. You've asked for the authority of the word, power, Solomon's wisdom, and in addition to the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, you've also prayed for the gift of vision, the gift of divine sight, and the gift of love. I grant all of them to you. Even though they're not evidently seen right now, they will be according to your needs. If you found your own church, just as you pray day and night, I'll send numerous sheep from all walks of life. You've also prayed to interpret complex biblical verses so that you can indeed figure out Father God's heart. Until now, I've never assigned a person to be a person's servant, but I will assign this woman to be your servant to perfectly fulfill my will in the end time, and she will interpret the words as you pray. So you have to instruct her well, and this woman should follow your instruction well. And when this woman comes to heaven after all of my will for my servant is finished, she will be forever in the beautiful place that cannot be compared to anything of this world. While she lives on earth briefly, she has to obey my servant well. After she finishes her duty, she shall be in the everlasting world forever. Today, here with you is a young man who injured his arm and is wearing a cast. When the prayer is over, my servant, I want you to pray for him. Then his arm will be perfectly healed. All of you here believe that all this is happening by Father God. But through his work, through this work, you will believe all the more firmly." Right after that, senior pastor prayed for that young man. Then he took off his cast and started to move his arm freely. Senior pastor also excitedly explained about what happened that day. The sister who spoke the prophetic word was a person who became a Christian about 5 to 6 months ago. She was a regular customer to senior pastor's bookstore, and Mrs. Lee guided her to church. She was also healed of a stomach disease by senior pastor's prayer. At the time, she didn't even know about Genesis or Matthew. Senior pastor had offered fasting and vowed prayers for 7 years to interpret the words of God. So God granted his prophetic words this way in answer to his prayer offered up in faith. Although even his family members didn't know the contents of his prayer, God knew it. When the time came, even his family members didn't know the contents of his prayer, this sister, who was a novice believer, knew it. Because God worked, she could know it. When the time came, God answered him exactly in the order, senior pastor's prayer. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27, "Nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." We find that Jesus wants to reveal himself. Also, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, "Boasting is necessary, though it is not profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord." through revelations, we can know about God more clearly and about the things to come in the future. As we clearly foreknow the future events, we can stay awake to welcome our Lord. So senior pastor rejoiced more than he would have with everything in the world. I still vividly remember how happy he was. He was so excited. Can you imagine his face filled with thrills? He was like crying as he explained about the situation. A prophet is a person who speaks on behalf of someone. There could be a prophet for a person or for God. God appointed Aaron as Moses' prophet. He was a prophet for men. In Ezekiel chapter 37, we find a scene where the Spirit of the Lord was speaking through Ezekiel. Because God was speaking through the lips of a man in the Holy Spirit's inspiration, he spoke in a commanding way, in a commanding style. Prophetic words are not spoken by men. They are words delivered by a person united with the Holy Spirit, so they are true words insured and guaranteed and acknowledged by God Himself. Then, what is the spirit of prophecy? In Revelation chapter 19, verse 10, we read, "For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So, when someone speaks the truth, Jesus, who is the truth itself, serves as the evidence. As for the prophet, the spirit serves as his evidence. That's why it is called the spirit of prophecy. Then, God commanded him to name his church Ma'min and found the church when the sun is scorching. He also told him the exact location of the church. Senior pastor managed to find the location after asking a number of people. The neighborhood hadn't been developed yet. There, he found a small building. As he asked the realtor about the building, he found that the building was about 82 meters square and that he had to pay about $300 as a deposit and with $150 as a monthly rent. Hearing this, senior pastor wanted to rent that place. As the realtor contacted the owner and said it would be used for a church building, he rejected. After a while, as soon as the owner saw senior pastor in person, he changed his mind and even offered to discount the monthly rent to $120. Also, God provided the deposit money, which was $300, through senior deaconess Yenza An, who is now in heaven. Actually, a few years before that, her little son had a car accident and received $300 as a compensation. She decided to offer that money as a construction offering. However, her unbelieving husband used the money for another purpose, so she always had qualms about that. She thought she had to give God $300 someday in the future. Meanwhile, her husband's business got in trouble, and she even had to put up her house as a collateral. If she had failed to pay off the bank loan, her house could have been handed over at a cheap price by auction. Although she put up her house at $20,000, no one was interested. She lowered the price to $15,000. But still, there was no one interested. By the way, when she attended a prayer meeting with senior pastor, God spoke to her through prophetic words. He said, "After a three-day fasting, you shall put up your house and set a price according to your faith. Then I will work for you." And out of the money received from the house buyer, you shall give $300 as the deposit money. Actually, setting a higher price must have sounded ridiculous to realtors because no one had been interested for years. Yet, senior deaconess Yeja An went to the realtor's office and told them to raise the price to $18,000. As expected, the realtors were at a loss for words. Shortly after that, there appeared a person who wanted to buy the house. They made a contract right away, and she received all the money at once. She handed $15,000 to her husband to pay back the loan and offered God the rest, $300, to be used as the deposit money. Finally, as God commanded him to found the church when the sun is scorching, he founded this church on July 25th with 13 people in attendance. He preached under the title, Treasure of All Treasures is Faith, and set out on the great mission to fulfill Father God's great will. It said in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. Four or five people gather at the sanctuary to cry out to God for 5 to 6 hours a day. So God sent people to church and provided us with supplies. After about 2 months, the church was equipped with all supplies. The membership grew to more than 100. Following God's command, you shall offer the foundation service when all crops ripen before the first frost. We finally offered the foundation service on October 10th. As God commanded His servants to devote themselves to prayer and the ministry of the Word, since the beginning of this church, Senior Pastor entrusted all financial and administrative affairs to his church workers while devoting himself only to prayer and the Word. Acts chapter 2 verses 43 through 47 say, Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles, and all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind and in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. It said, We gather every day to pray, ate the bread of life, and preached the word. So God worked with signs and wonders and sent people to church every week, thereby making this church grow rapidly. Among the church members of that time was Young Suk Kim, who's serving as a pastor now. He suffered from tuberculosis, lymphadenitis, and his wife from bladder infection and low blood pressure. Even his daughter was suffering from fever, but by Senior Pastor's prayer, they were perfectly healed and now serve God faithfully. And particularly, his daughter is an organ player. When I saw him at the time, he was so thin. So I asked him personally, how much did you weigh? He used to weigh only, it was less than 50 kilograms. But now he looks so healthy, as you can see. And he looks younger. Younger and younger. Especially, the news of the church's Friday all-night service spread all across the country. So every week, the church was packed with people from different churches. I'm not sure it's proper to describe it this way, but people in the sanctuary looked like a jar of bean sprouts. Excuse me for such description. That's how I felt. Also, the church was heated up with the Holy Spirit. On the ceiling, there formed drops of water like we were in a public bathhouse. As water dripped from the ceiling, young men, including me, had to wipe the ceiling with a mop in the middle of the services. It was back in February 1st, 1983, we were offering the Friday all-night service. We used the basement floor as senior pastor's residence and the church's office. It was cloudy and windy on that day, so with windows closed, the gas from the coal stove didn't leak outside, filling up the basement. But at the time, the Friday all-night service began at 11 p.m. and ended at 6 a.m. One of the deacons who checked the basement floor said there were dead people downstairs. A few young men hurriedly went downstairs. I found one of them dead. And also, senior pastor's three daughters, with foaming at their mouth, they had lost their consciousness. The young man had stopped breathing, and senior pastor's three daughters had lost their consciousness and looked like they were about to breathe their last. With foaming at their mouth and with their eyes rolled back, so a few young men carried them upstairs. About 30 or 40 people who hadn't gone home hurriedly opened the windows, and some of them cried. Some of them said we had to put kimchi soup into their mouth. Others said we had to have them smell dirt. Right that moment, senior pastor walked up on the altar and prayed, "God, it is you who gave them to me, and it is you who take them. I'm thankful that my daughters can rest in the Lord's arms in heaven where there are no tears, sorrow, and pain. But the young man is the member of my church. His death would dishonor you. I ask that you save that young man." After offering up this prayer, he came down and began to pray, "I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the coal gas, go away. Father, please save him and be glorified." Then, as he was praying for his youngest daughter, the young man got up and walked to the choir seat. It looked like he had no idea what was happening. He looked mystified. Then his second and first daughters woke up after they received his prayer. Seeing this, the church members were excited and thrilled and glorified God. Can you imagine that? How dramatic this is. As the news spread to people, many people who had coal gas poisoning came to receive senior pastor's prayer. So many of them were healed and revived. So after they were healed, they worked faithfully for God, but some of them also left the church. I'm heartbroken to think about them. Also, Pastor John Han Cha and his wife, she was carried to church and received senior pastor's prayer and revived. As far as I remember, she has been working faithfully to the point of death. Whenever she was the first one to rush to the senior pastor's residence and volunteered. This is how to pay back the grace. Dear brothers and sisters, if a person can drive away coal gas just by commanding and save people, in what kind of relationship is he with God? John chapter 15 verse 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." Since the foundation of this church, senior pastor has been in this kind of relationship with God. Even when his own three daughters were almost dead, he committed all things to follow God without wavering at all. This is not the end. On June 13, 1992, a senior pastor was scheduled to officiate at a wedding. Because he had gone through stressful incidents and financial troubles, he began to bleed profusely through his nostrils and mouth. Blood kept flowing for an hour and a half in that afternoon, and again about an hour that night. When he bent his head back, the blood flew down his throat and choked him, so he had to bow his head down. On the Sabbath morning, as he washed his face, blood started pouring out, so he couldn't even go to church. A great amount of blood flowed out of his nose and down the throat. I even wondered where such a massive amount of blood was from. At his residence, over 100 people, including pastors and elders, gathered. As the bleeding didn't stop, I even placed a wash basin under his face. But because we'd never relied on worldly ways, no one suggested he be taken to a hospital. At this point, senior pastor said he wanted to listen to a hymn song, so Pastor J-Ho Lee began to sing Far Away in the Depths of My Spirit Tonight. Senior pastor confessed that when he heard that, he felt peaceful and desired to go to heaven quickly. He had been drained of energy. Having shed all his blood, his face became white as a paper and didn't even have the strength to open his eyes. Even so, he felt his spirit becoming pure and excited. At that point, God clearly notified him of the pastor's and the church members' spiritual state. Senior pastor advised them to throw away arrogance and judgment that God hates, and also left a last will to his family. Then his pulse and breathing stopped. The Lord said to him, "My servant, do you want to rest in my bosom or revive to carry out your duty?" Senior pastor said, "I want to rest in your bosom." Then the Lord showed two different scenes. If senior pastor passed away, the enemy devil would infiltrate and destroy the church, and many church members would go down the path to destruction as lost sheep without a shepherd. And he also saw some church members fasting and praying, walking down the path to heaven by faith. But most of the church members were scattered and fallen into the world, and finally, the lake of fire in hell. He was shocked and pleaded, "Lord, please save me. I want to build a sanctuary and come back to you with my church members." As soon as he prayed so, light came upon him from above, and he was given strong strength. He woke up from his bed and asked for water. As soon as he drank water, it turned into blood right away. Even though he left a last will and happily breathed his last, God revived him in an instant because his death was not God's will. After his bleeding stopped, he had dinner. I then took him to his prayer house with Elder Chung Soo Che. From the late 1980s until 1999, I always accompanied him whenever he went to his prayer house. After we arrived at the prayer house, I played Go with senior pastor. In the middle of the game, senior pastor started bleeding again. Because tissues were not enough to stop the bleeding from coming out, he poured his blood into a wash basin. After a while, it stopped, but occasionally, drops of blood flowed out of his nose. He couldn't eat or lie down. He stayed seated, bowing his head down as the bleeding occurred irregularly for a week. Elder Jung Soo Chae and I wanted to help him anyway, but we found ourselves helpless. I didn't want to show tears white in front of him, but whenever I turned my face away, tears flew automatically. As I wiped away endless tears, the skin around my eyes hurt. On the Sabbath, we played his previous sermon, God the Healer, and offered a Sunday worship service together at his prayer house. During the prayer for the sick, he laid his hand on his head and received his own prayer. From that point on, the bleeding stopped. Yes. The thrills and joy and mixed emotions cannot be described with words. Over 9 days, senior pastor bled for more than 30 times, about 24 hours. The amount of blood that flew out of his body must have been a few times more than the entire blood of his body. Because he drank nothing but water, there's no explanation except that the water he drank immediately turned into water. So, what thoughts go through your mind as you hear this? It's your body. If you bleed profusely like this, you would want to figure out the reason why this is happening, and you might go see a doctor. But our senior pastor, how did he respond? And how has he taught us? He has only taught us to do the truth, according to the truth. So even when his three daughters were almost dead by carbon monoxide poisoning, he entrusted everything to God. And even when his life was threatened, he committed everything to God. He's only lived by his faith. This is our senior pastor. As I talked about his symptoms with medical doctors, they said that with advanced medical techniques, they can stop the bleeding by searing the ruptured areas. But it had nothing to do with senior pastor who only lives by faith. Even while he was bleeding like this, he didn't complain or lament over his situation at all, but only stayed thankful. Brothers and sisters, where could you hear such a testimony outside of Ma Min? If senior pastor had ended his life on earth, he would have rest in the Lord's bosom. Then he had no occasion for sorrow in heaven. Afterwards, God said that senior pastor passed the test of giving his life just like Abraham passed the test of offering his son Isaac with his faith in the Almighty God. And as a result, he won all the more trust from God and was blessed with greater power. In addition, pastors and church workers had time of spiritual awakening. They loved and cherished senior pastor all the more, as they devoted themselves to sharing the gospel until the 1999 incident. Every week, the number of newly registered members amounted to hundreds, which is a membership of a mid-sized church. Brothers and sisters, so far, I've explained the details of how our senior pastor has conducted himself before God. All brothers and sisters in Ma Min, you've been walking with the Lord at this church with the desire to resemble our senior pastor, right? I too love him so much and want to resemble him. Let me share with you the prophetic words given to me at 2014 Church Leaders Conference. Indeed, you've lived a life looking to no one but the shepherd. I want you to be thankful for the fact that you've been running diligently by realizing that even while looking only to the shepherd, unless you become sanctified, it's meaningless. You have to be thankful that you have only the shepherd in you. Now that the shepherd is everything in you, I want you to make all what the shepherd has mean everything to you. Because the shepherd is everything in you, all what the shepherd has is giving glory to the Father and love for the souls. Thus, I want giving glory to the Father and love for the souls to mean everything to you. I want you to figure out this well. Since then, my first prayer title for the new year has always been Resembling the Shepherd's Heart, Character, and Deeds. As I confessed a long time ago, I also met the Almighty God in 1980 thanks to my mother's tears and sacrificial prayer. Even though I tried to lead an earnest life of faith, I faced difficulties. Matthew chapter 5 verses 28 through 30 say, But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. The Lord says that. I kept other commandments through fasting and prayer, but it seemed impossible not to look at a woman with lust. Even when I try not to have such thoughts, they go through my mind all the more. They go through my mind all the more. I'm sorry to say this. It was before this church was founded. So I visited famous revivalists to seek counseling. I asked, Jesus said that if you look at a woman with lust for her, you've already committed adultery. Pastor, I'm repeatedly committing this sin every day. I feel so apologetic and embarrassed before God. How could I not commit this sin? What kind of answer? I asked this question to other pastors, other revivalists. What kind of answer did you think I got? Have you ever had such a concern? But none of the pastors I've ever met has provided me with a clear answer. My confession was like that of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7, verse 24. Wretched man that I am, who will set me free from the body of this earth, this death? I always reminded myself of this verse. When this church was founded on July 24, 1982, I was serving as a Sunday school teacher at a different church. In September of that year, I transferred to this church and began to listen to Senior Pastor's sermons. Senior Pastor said that keeping God's commandments was easy. So I told him that I hadn't resolved the issues of adultery written in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. Senior Pastor then replied, Why should it be that difficult? Once you love God first, you can do that. And Senior Pastor said that he went through the same kind of experience as a novice believer. But no one gave him a clear answer. He had no one to seek counseling from. He told me that he resolved the issue as he prayed for 3 years. He said it took about 3 years for him to resolve that issue. As he assured me that it was not impossible if I loved God first, I felt so refreshed. it felt like something was punctured in my heart. From that point on, as senior pastor instructed me, I kept on fasting and crying out to God. I frequently offered a 3-day, 5-day, and 7-day fasting. I also offered 10-day, 15-day, and even 21-day fasting a few times. But the adulterous mind didn't seem to go away. This is... I lamented with such thoughts, what kind of person am I? And I was called to be a servant of the Lord in 1984 and appointed as Sunday school guidance teacher. As I began to serve as a pastor, I felt anxious. Having failed to remove adulterous mind, I made up my mind to enter a 30-day fasting. With prayer, I didn't do it right away. But I was afraid that I might, something would go wrong with fasting. So I prepared for it with prayer. And after a year, in the second half of 1985, I offered a 30-day fasting, which was really difficult. Yet, a few days after I finished fasting, I still found myself having lust for women. What could I do with this? I just wanted to rip it off my heart. But I couldn't do so. But I had this little hope. I did feel a little change. Before the 30-day fasting, lust was stirred right away. But after the fasting, it grew weaker in intensity. From this, I got confidence and decided to enter a 40-day fasting. I again made preparations for a year. What did the senior pastor say? If you love God, if you love the Lord, it is easy. But it was because I didn't love God first. So I was so hopeless. And I made preparations for a year and embarked on the 40-day fasting in November 1986. Because I had done a 30-day fasting before, I managed to endure for the first 30 days, but after the 30th day, after the 35th day, I couldn't even sleep well. I even thought I might meet my Lord in heaven today. This thought went through my mind many times. My physical state was like that. I couldn't stop it, however, because the fasting was almost finished. I couldn't stop in the middle. The suffering was just indescribable with words. You know, worldly people say, it drives me crazy. Worldly people say that. Yes, there were moments which drove me crazy. As you are on a long-term fasting, your intestines contract and nutrients accumulated in your body are consumed for your survival. Moreover, time seems to go by so slowly. It cannot be described with words, the suffering. An hour seemed like a day, and a day like a month, or even a year. Suffering like this, I asked myself, Why do I have to suffer like this? I kept reminding myself, it's because I had lust for women. At some point, I began to feel that adulterous thoughts, which used to go through my mind uncontrollably, were so horrible and disgusting. I'm so stupid. Why do I have to suffer like this? Why do I have to fast like this? So, looking at a woman and fasting and suffering like this, so the fact that I had adulterous mind was horrible and disgusting. I didn't even want to have such thoughts again. I wouldn't even look at a woman as women. I had such thoughts coming through my mind. It was like, since then, I had no such thoughts. Since then, I had no such adulterous mind. I thought, why going through that process, I had this change. As the burden of adulterous mind was lifted from my heart, my body felt like clouds floating in the sky. Dear brothers and sisters, who changed a person like me? Students, who? Yes, the senior pastor. It didn't seem to be possible on my own. Who could make a person like me a fast for 40 days? I don't want you to be so stupid like I was before. It wasn't possible on my own. It's because of my earnest longing for New Jerusalem and senior pastors' messages of authority telling us that if we love God, it wouldn't be difficult to cast off sins. As his words pierced and divided my soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, I didn't find it difficult to fight against sins to the point of shedding blood. Rather, I felt so sorry and apologetic for being sluggish and slow in achieving sanctification. Dear brothers and sisters, God Himself called Senior Pastor Dr. Jerok Lee and commanded to set up this church, Mammin. And we are the flock and the sheep of Mammin. I set the sermon title, Who Are We? Mammin. And there's a question mark. I put the question mark at the end, and the answer to that question, I hope you decide. We've met the true shepherd and heard his precious messages, teaching us that there are different dwelling places in heaven. We've also learned how we can be qualified for New Jerusalem. In detail, senior pastor assured us that he would surely guide us there if we only trust and obey him, didn't he? To do so, he's filled up the 99% of the justice on our behalf. So, I challenge all of you to trust and obey the shepherd and come forth as his fruit.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.